everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. In the background, it's Reggie Stone and the wonderful old hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. We began our program today with the Marty Park Singers, medley of two songs, Come Into the Holy of Holies and Holy is the Lord. Later on in the program, we're going to be sharing with you Psalm 107. This wonderful psalm begins this way, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Then it goes on to talk about different individuals. Some wandered in deserts. Some sat in darkness and gloom. Some became fools because of their rebellious ways. And others went out on the seas in ships. And God caused the high waves to mount up to the heavens and go down to the depths. And their courage melted away. But the Lord brought all of these out of their distress when they finally cried out to the Lord in their trouble. It's a wonderful psalm that we'll share with you just a little later on in the broadcast. And for our devotional today, we're going to be talking about being in the center of God's will, basically in the eye of the storms of life. Many of you, I know, are going through some storms right now, and you're being buffeted around. And I want to let you know that God is there with you, and He can bring you to the center of that storm. You know, like a hurricane which has the eye of the storm where it's totally peaceful and calm. Well, God can give us that wonderful peace for us. Even though we're going through the storms of life, He can cause our hearts and our minds to be at peace and to be calm because we know of His goodness. In that 107th Psalm that we're going to share later, it says in verse 29, He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and He guided them to their desired haven. You know, that's a joy that we have as Christians, because we can be calm and at peace in the eye of the storm. Well, we're going to talk more about that a little later on in our broadcast today. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing on the program. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the privilege You've given all of us to come into Your presence today in the name of Jesus, our Lord, and to worship and praise Your holy name. Thank You, Father, that even though we may be in some storm right now, we can be in the eye of that storm because we are in the hollow of Your hand, and in that place there is peace and joy, knowing that You are in control of that storm and You are in control of our life. You are a good and gracious and faithful God, and we thank You for that, Lord. Father, I pray that You will place Your anointing hand on this program. Anoint it, Lord, so that it might be used by Your Holy Spirit to bless the lives of all of us that are worshiping today. And for those that may be going through a difficult time, a real storm in their life, and Father, I pray that You might just envelop them with Your wonderful peace and calm their spirits, calm their frustrations and fears, and let them know, Lord, that You are in control and that You will take them through this storm into Your glorious light. Father, for those that are listening today and worshiping with us, I thank You. And for that individual that might be listening who has never committed their life to You and accepted Your free gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ our Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit might draw them to You today through the music, through the scripture, and through the thoughts that we'll share later on. We lift You up today, Father, in adoration and praise. And I thank You, Lord, that You have enabled us to praise You today here on A Call to Worship. Lord, we lift up our eyes to the hills, knowing that our help is coming from You. Your peace You give to us in the time of the storm. You are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our life. We lift up our hands in total praise to You, Heavenly Father, today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you. And now let me share with you Psalm 107, today taken from the New International Version. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe, those He gathered from the lands, from the east and west, from the north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men, for He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men, for He breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy. Others went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, His wonderful deeds in the deep. For He spoke and stirred up a tempest and lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and He guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt Him in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water, and the parched ground into flowing springs. There He brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and He did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles makes them wander in a trackless waste. But He lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord.
Think about His love, think about His goodness, think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Who could be within the ocean filled? shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
You've just heard from Fernando Ortega, "Great is Thy Faithfulness, O Lord." In the background right now, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, their rendition of another great favorite hymn of the church, "How Great Thou Art." I'm your host, Dave Kersey, here on A Call to Worship. I just want to say thank you for listening and worshiping with us each week. I also want to thank you for your financial help of this radio ministry. It is very helpful and very needed during these summer months. So thank you very much for whatever you can do for this ministry. Thank you also for sending a note and a comment to this station, thanking them for carrying Call to Worship. They make this airtime available to us without charge, and that's a wonderful gift, and I hope that you'll contact them, and if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, send them a financial gift as well. I'm sure they could use it. My address here is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And as I mention each week, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. I mention each week all the things that are available on that website. just to highlight a couple here, you can listen to Call to Worship anytime you want on that website. All the programs from this year, 2013, are available on that website. You can go back and listen to any of the programs. Each week we post the information for that Sunday, and then we leave that on the website for that next week, so you can go back even easier and listen to the program for today, all this coming week. We post the playlist listing all the songs and the artists and the albums that we've taken those songs from. I post the scripture for each week and lots of other things. In addition to the fact that you can actually give online, save yourself a stamp, it's very secure, and it would really help us out. And a quick reminder for those of you that support the ministry of Call to Worship with your financial help, we have a wonderful devotional that comes out every 3 months called The Word for You Today. It's our gift to you when you give to the ministry of Call to Worship. Each one of these devotionals, it's short, has a scripture, and they're really written in today's language. They can really grab you and really present the gospel in a way that you're going to understand very easily. So remember that when you support the ministry of Call to Worship. The Word for You Today daily devotional, our gift to you when you support this radio ministry. So that and other things are available for you at www.calltoworship.us. Once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236, Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about being in the eye of the storm. Did you ever feel that you're in an eye of a storm? You know, things are really tough. Seems like you can't turn around and there's a problem there. Well, the storms of life can approach from any direction. They can blow in on angry words or remarks of a relational dispute or other things. God has put us into this world and assured us that tribulations would be our common experience. However, the peace of God that He deposits in the deep reservoir of our spirit can sustain us in our darkest hour. The peace of God comes from knowing that He is in charge. You see, we belong to Him. We are in His care. Christ Himself is our peace. Just some of the thoughts that we'll be sharing a little later on in our program today about being in the eye of the storm. Right now, let's get back to this wonderful hymn of the church with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes and that best-loved hymn of the church, How Great Thou Art.
fragments of the calm left over from the night before. I'd spent time in his presence and I felt his healing hand, and I longed to feel it. Sweet sleep drew me in as he calmed the howling wind of the day before. It was the eye of the storm. It was so quiet, it was still. It was the time I today has unfolded and the wind has picked up speed. The skies grow darker by the hour. Fears of shipwreck have arisen. All I see is my great need, and I'm driven to my knees. I'm holding the storm will end. I need the eye of the storm. Where it is quiet, it is still. It's the time I need to repair. I need the eye of the storm, the center of his will. I need a breath of his celestial air. I can't stay in the eye. I must be a light of hope for others who need him too. We need the eye of the storm. Where it is quiet, it is still. It's the time we need to repair. We need the eye of the storm, the center of his will. We need a breath of his celestial.
Beautiful song there by Maria Gardner. The song entitled The Eye of the Storm. We've all seen pictures of hurricanes from up in the air, and they'll show that eye right in the middle of the storm where everything is quiet and calm. Sometimes in our lives, we need to be in that eye of the storm when all around us is stress and things going on that could upset us. But when we have the peace of God in our hearts, and we are in the center of his will, we're sort of like being in the eye of a storm. Remember those wonderful verses we read earlier in the broadcast from Psalm 107? In verses 28 through 30, it said this: Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them into their desired haven. That sounds like sort of being in the eye of the storm, doesn't it? I'd like to share some thoughts on this sort of an idea from the book A Touch of His Goodness by Charles Stanley, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. John 16:33 says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." You know, the storms of life can approach from any direction. They can ride the red winds of financial distress. They can blow in on angry words and remarks of a relational dispute. They can gather ominously on the horizon of a physician's bleak diagnosis. When Jesus put the finishing touch on his magnificent Sermon on the Mount, he concluded with the analogy of homes built on sand and homes built on rock or stone. It wasn't a matter of if the storms would come, but when they would come. I used to think that when I reached a certain age or level of spiritual maturity, that the storms would subside, or at least diminish in intensity. I was wrong. Trials still huff and puff, and try very hard to blow my house of faith down. I cannot tell you how many times I've prayed something like this, "Lord, you have to get me out of this. If you don't, I really am not sure I can make it." Well, maybe you've prayed that same prayer. Occasionally, the Lord, knowing our frames, does still the waves of woe that seem ready to submerge us. For these instances, we can be grateful. But this is not the norm. Most often, the storms pound us spiritually and emotionally until God sees fit to bring relief. It can take a long time, but we have to learn a valuable lesson. When God does not choose to calm the storm without, He is faithful to calm the storm within. I actually think this is the normal way for God. We inhabit a thorny universe filled with evil and turmoil. God has put us into this world and assured us that tribulations would be our common experience. Whirlwinds of adversity aren't the exception, they are the rule. And God has built us to withstand the surges of despair, abandonment, and disappointment by reinforcing us from within. The peace of God that He deposits in the deep reservoir of our spirit can sustain us in our darkest hour. The peace of Christ is that supernatural calm and contentment that completely contradicts the intensity of our struggle. It frequently flies in the face of reason and circumstance. The cancer eats away more of our bones, but our peace remains. The economic uncertainty of our job grows more unstable by the day, but the peace of God keeps us steady. The peace of God comes from knowing He is in charge. We are not pawns to disease, or the economy, or the personal whims of another, but disciples of the sovereign God whose rule is over all. We cannot be victimized if we belong to the victor, the one who is the overcomer of all that opposes or threatens to undo us. The peace of God comes from abandonment to Christ. We belong to Him. We are in His care. He is our sun and shield, our protector. God assumes total responsibility for the person who is completely committed to Him. We have given the matter to God to solve. He is able. He is loving. He is wise. If He does not elect to stop the winds, then we know that He is walking with us through them, step by step, thought by thought, day by day. Christ Himself is your peace. Whatever may be wreaking havoc in your life can be faced with the placid assurance that Jesus Christ, the Lord of peace, is resident within. Turn to Him. Trust Him. Accept His peace for your anxiety. You will not fall apart or crumble, for the peace of God sustains and strengthens you. A noted writer once said, "What lies before you and behind you is nothing compared to what lies within you." Jesus Christ is within you. Right now and forevermore. And the bigger the storm, the more reason to cling to the anchor of our faith. Heavenly Father, I am enduring my own personal storm right now. You know what it is, Lord Jesus. Sometimes it's hard for me to see my tomorrows very clearly. So I fall down at Your feet right now, giving you my all and seeking you in refuge from the winds of life. Father, help me to know the peace that comes from knowing you, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Father, thank you for that peace. Thank you for that calm that I can have even in the middle of the storms. Right now, in the eye of the storm, calm my soul and my mind, and help me realize, Lord, that nothing will happen to me today that hasn't passed through your loving hands first. Thank you, Father, for the peace that you give to me in the center of the storms of life. Music there by the Bruce Greer Orchestra and Chorus, reminding you that when you go through those difficult times of life, when you find yourself in the eye of a storm, that He will be your peace, and it will be well with your soul, because the Lord is with you. I'm Dave Kersey, and this has been A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. And remember, when you write and send a gift, we're going to send back to you a wonderful devotional. It's called A Daily Devotional, The Word for You Today. It comes out every 3 months, and it's geared just for you. And it's our gift to you because of your faithful support of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can also find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that A Call to Worship is a production of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Hope you'll come back again next week and worship with us again. Right now, let's continue with music with the Heritage Singers, song written many years ago by Bill Gaither. It's all about something beautiful.